Hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is customer support returning your phone call. I was trying to see if you need any more assistance, ma'am.
Yes, I was calling to find out why I have a charge of $49.97 on my credit card statement.
Yes, ma'am. I'll look into that for you. My name is Arterius, and we're a third-party call center that handles over 400 companies and customers' accounts. So just give me 1 second. I'm getting you pulled up now, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Can you do this for me, please? Can you verify that zip code for me?
28723. And the transaction date is 12-2. It was posted on 12-5.
All right, thank you. All right, and that name that should appear on the account?
Is Nancy R. Stevens.
Yes, ma'am. I found the account. Can you verify the address for me, please, for security purposes?
P.O. Box 815, Cullowhee, North Carolina, 28723.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. And this was going on. This is due to that Wi-Fi booster that was ordered November the 29th. That $6.70 was shipping for the Wi-Fi booster. The
right.
Wi-Fi booster, yes, ma'am, is a welcoming gift from our factory, direct online store. And once you guys get those products from that site, you become members. And that's why you see that $49.97.
Okay, where did I sign up to become a member?
When
I
you got
want to be a member.
Yes, ma'am, that's fine. But when you got the product, that's when you became a member, which this information was stated on that sign-up sheet.
Okay, well, this appeared to be from Costco, but obviously
yes.
It was not.
Yes, ma'am, it's a, we're partnering with Costco, but it's not like the store Costco. Yes, ma'am.
Ah, see what y'all are doing. I don't want to be a member, and I want this reimbursed to my account.
All right, this information is stated on that sign-up sheet, so I'll look and see about that refund. I have to speak with my supervisor, but I see these accounts are normally refunded. You may qualify for a 35% refund on that $49.97.
I want a full refund on that, and I'll be glad to send your product back.
Yes, ma'am. I thank
and I
you for that.
I will complain to Costco that y'all are making it look like you're contacting their customers.
No, we didn't contact you, ma'am. It was something that you did online.
Yeah, but it came in looking like it was from Costco.
Understood, ma'am. But I can probably get you up to a 50% refund. That's the most that I may be able to get you up to. If you still wanted more, I probably had to transfer you, which I can't guarantee.
I would like a full refund on this.
All right, not a problem, ma'am. I'm going to have to transfer you for that, but I'll go ahead and cancel out this account so you could just specifically speak with them about those charges.
Yes, please cancel this account.
Yes, ma'am, not a problem. Give me 1 second, please. Get you taken care of.
When I ordered the booster, it put me in the membership of some club. Yeah. Yeah. It's a scam.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. I'm connecting you now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling the customer support. Hang tight for me, please, for 1 second.
And can you give me the number you're transferring me to in case we get cut off?
You won't get cut off, ma'am. And that you can always reach us back at this number. It's not a number that I'm connecting you to. I'm gonna connect. Yes, ma'am. Connecting you to a supervisor. Give me 1 second, please.